The following comes to UMN Radio from the Voice of America.
I'm Ira Melman in Washington with entertainment news. This report is about entertainment, but also much more. The town of Paradise, California was ravaged by a fire in November that killed more than 80 people and drove thousands from their homes. Now music is helping survivors with their recovery, as we hear from Michael Sullivan.
Felt performance by students from fire-ravaged communities. And still in ashes, says retired music teacher Sam Gronseth.
On November 8th, the fires burned our hometown of Paradise and scattered 50,000 people from that ridge all over California and Oregon and Washington. And one of the administrators came up to me and asked, what if we got a choir together to start the healing process?
The choir from five local schools in the fire-ravaged region includes many like Erin Cagle, a student who lost her family home.
Like, it's just kind of awesome that I get to be part of this thing that everybody is contributing to. Everyone's like pulling together after the fire and helping each other out, and it's just really cool. And this event, I've never done anything this big before.
The performance took place at the NAM, or National Association of Music Merchants, trade show, which showcases the tools of music making. Organizers brought 117 young performers to Southern California. This concert is a statement by the young people of the fire-ravaged community, says student Kaya Beltran.
It's important because it's a way to unite people. It's a way to connect about something that's traumatic, something that has destroyed everything.
Many in the community are ready to rebuild, but student Sofia DiBenedetto, who lost her home, says it's hard to talk of the loss.
It's still a really touchy subject, but I think people are, you know, starting to not get over it, but, you know, the pain's going away a little bit.
The students say music helps them heal, and it's a gift they are sharing with others. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Anaheim, California.
Thanks for being with us for Entertainment News. In Washington, I'm Ira Melman. Please join us next week for another edition.
That was a program from the Voice of America.